This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Throws the ball to the end zone. Cortland goes up, makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver. 22 yards on the strike.
Down to the 21. Taylor, the tailback. Stock throws it there. He's got a wide open space for a touchdown. In a heartbeat, the Buffaloes respond.
And to Traore, and he's in for the touchdown at UNC. A couple of breaks along the way, and they'll make the Rams pay.
Anderson back, surveys, throws, caught, touchdown, John Michael Gillenborg, his first of 2025, a six-yard scoring strike, Anderson to Gillenborg.
Johnson this time going to look to pass, man, wide open, Quinn Smith with the first score of the season for the Falcons, 40 yards through the air.
Football Friday rolling on. Welcome back into the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. And, of course, Football Friday brought to you by Big City Roadhouse. I'm going to take you guys down there sometime. Tanner Schwinn, Mike Danson with myself in studio. I stopped by Big City Roadhouse yesterday. The wings are legit.
I was trying to get over there. My meeting ran longer than I thought it was going to. I was going to come and join you. But yeah, we need to get that set up. I'm excited to get over there.
All right, guys. We're doing the, let's do it, Mike. We're doing the NFL quarterback toilet bowl. And I've had fun with this. It's been fun. Oh. I thought we had the toilet bowl thing that you, okay? we got music, and we're bumping.
We're doing that when you guys make your picks.
Oh, okay. My bad. That's my bad, Mike.
What type of an outfit do you run around here?
Our prep has gone. Mike ran into my office today. He goes, what guests do we have on? I'm like, we got Benjamin Albright right now. And he just wrote him down and ran away. And then
scurried.
He asked again when we started the show.
Of course he did.
Sorry, 1 at 9 was happening. And
it's
in
true.
The middle of a commercial.
It sounds good. It's quarterback toilet bowl time here on a Football Friday. Mike, how did we do?
Yeah, so let's look at the best person out of everybody, not the guys we picked. The best QBR last week was your man crush, Lamar Jackson. He had a 94 QBR.
That's pretty good for a guy that lost the damn game.
Well, yeah. It's not his fault that Derrick Henry fumbled the ball. No-name running back fumbled the ball.
Yeah. And the worst QBR in the NFL was Tua last week with a 2.7 QBR.
Oh, what's Yikes. Tua's last name, Mike?
Tongavailoa.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. It's not going to matter in about five weeks.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that I skipped it.
Yeah, I do. I do the same thing, Mike, and I get paid to do this.
All right, so what are we? How are we
okay,
doing?
Okay, so yeah, as we look into what we did last week, I came in last. I picked Caleb Williams. He had a 63.8 quarterback rating.
It was probably that undershirt that powered him to the
68.3 QBR. Yeah, I'm sure that was. I think it was the scripted plays.
Yeah, he wasn't bad to start. So
in third, I guess, Jared Goff was Derb's pick. He had a 52.6 QBR. Brady, you had Russell Wilson. That was a 25.6.
Not bad.
And the winner of week one was Tanner with Cam Ward, who had a 7.4 QBR, which was the second worst in the NFL this last week.
Did you guys expect anything different than for me just to come in here and dominate this game? Did you expect anything
different? You do know bad quarterback.
Yeah. If anybody does out of the three of us, it's you. So,
Michael, yes, he is raising his hand politely. So what would you like?
Brady, I have to apologize in advance, but I think Jared Goff was goffled.
All right, Mike, keep going.
Yeah, so this week's draft order is going to be I will pick first, Derbs will pick second, Brady your third, and then Tanner will pick last this week.
Pretty good.
That's it. You can't win them all if you don't win the first week. Cam Warden, you said had the second lowest QBR.
Second lowest, yep.
What is an average QBR? Do you know?
It's a 1 to 100 scale. Sure. So more than likely, like 50 would be.
So it's like Jared Goff getting a 52. Like, that's still probably a pretty good pick by Dustin because he still had a pretty average game.
Yeah, I think when I was going through and looking up everybody, he was like just below into the bottom half. So, okay. And Caleb Williams was like just above. So it's pretty consistent that 50 line is pretty close to being average. And that's why, like, one of the rules that we didn't talk about last week, if you pick. Like, say somebody picks Russell Wilson this week, and he doesn't play, you would get Jackson Dart. But if you've already used Jackson Dart, then you get a 75 QBR for that week.
Okay.
So that's one little thing to keep in mind. You know, I may have actually just changed my pick in my head as we were thinking here. So
don't you dare.
What?
I know where I know where you're going. Don't you dare.
It just went ding that somebody's out this week, and that's, I think, maybe where I'll go. But... it's not a great matchup anyways. But, I think I'm going to stick with my pick. So my first pick this week, I'm going to take Joe Flacco against the Ravens defense.
That Ravens defense, they gave up 41. That's a good pick,
man. Yeah, but Joe Flacco is not Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah. So good pick there.
Okay, and Dustin's not here. So we took the three lowest QBRs from last week, put him on a wheel, and he got...
He got Tua...
Tagovailoa.
Yes, thank you for that.
I got you. Brady!
I mean, at some point, we're going to have to pick good quarterbacks,
sure,
right? At some point in this thing. So you kind of look at matchups and go, all right, who could I take that might struggle a little bit this weekend? I don't know, man. Boy. You know what I'm going to do? Just because you're you.
He's looking at Micah.
Michael Penix Jr. I'm saving some of the baddies for later.
And baddies has a different terminology.
I'm not 12. I don't know what that means. I actually use real language, even though I used that there.
I'll tell you, Brady, the podcast I listened to that I stole this bit from, really, they were talking about this as they did their draft. And last year, QBRs against the Vikings were right around 49 point something for the whole season. So picking a quarterback that's playing against the Vikings defense, is you could probably do that all year and end up out pretty well.
All right, I'm liking this then. Michael Penix Jr.
Love it because my pick fell to me. I was hoping this was going to fly under the radar. And Brock Purdy out. Give me Mac Jones for the 49ers as Jones taking on the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, right?
No, I think they play the Saints.
They play the Saints. Sorry. And the Saints played the Cardinals last week. Kyler Murray still had a very average QBR.
He was sick.
It's a flu game.
It's like the opposite of the flu game, but whatever.
Average isn't typically a flu game.
Derbs just texted me and said he'd like Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart's been gone retired for a while now.
That's deep in the sewer, not in the toilet there.
I think we should give it to him anyway.
Derbs is probably hammered right now. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to turn it
the exact
around. And I'll watch this drive.
The exact quote was, Matt Leinart, laughing face emoji, I'm past the segment, nuts. That was the exact text that I got from the dude down the hall.
Tell him who you gave him?
No, I just said we were doing it now, so he can if he wants to change it, he's got until this segment's over.
Isn't he golfing like right now?
He is. I believe so. Is it the same time in South Dakota as it is here?
No.
How does time work, Mike?
Yes. I think it's central.
Rapid City is the same time.
We learned something. That'll be for my what did we learn today.
That'll be pretty good.
I'm surprised nobody is. Was Mac Jones the one you were going to
say? Yeah, so Mac Jones was the one that I just kind of dinged as we were talking here. But I just think like a Kyle Shanahan offense, he's going to make it so it's easy on Mac Jones. They're going to run the ball. He's probably only going to throw it 20 times. So he'll be efficient enough in those 20 throws that it's not going to be a super low QBR. That's why I didn't go that way.
You're wrong. So Derbs texted and said he would take Tua, which is who he got.
Exactly. So, that worked out.
Yep.
Well, I'm just looking at it going, you know, because Penix is probably going to be okay this year. But like you said, Minnesota's defense.
That's a spike.
I'm trying to reserve, you know, try to get to some of these bad ones as we get further into the season.
Honestly, the other guy that was in my brain was Patrick Mahomes. That was the guy that I was thinking against the Eagles.
Yeah.
In the Eagles defense, that was the other way that I was going. But I'll take Mac Jones.
The one other thing that was on my mind is like, if I would have taken Russell Wilson, and maybe this is the last week he plays, and Jackson Dart is in, and then you can get a Russell Wilson and a Jackson Dart in both this season. But
that's what I'm doing with the Mac Jones, because I'll take Brock Purdy down the line somewhere here, too. The whole offense.
So Tanner's leading right now.
I have
quarterback toilet bowl.
I don't read your text.
You're having a hard time with this.
Yeah, I am.
Pick the worst quarterback.
Is it the average QBR at the end of the year, or is it the amount of weeks won?
No, it's the average QBR at the end of the year.
So that's a pretty good jump start I got.
Yeah, but if you have a 60 this week, then...
Well, that's not going to happen.
It's going to balance out pretty quick these first few weeks.
Mac Jones will be the worst quarterback you've ever seen before.
So I think I have an idea for an award for whoever wins this.
What do you got?
This John Elway is so bad at picking quarterbacks. Whoever gets this gets the John Elway Award of drafting quarterbacks.
That's pretty good.
Burn.
The John Elway Toilet Bowl Award.
Love you, John Elway. You're still my hero.
I'm sorry, baby.
Maybe not on the golf course.
I'm sorry, baby. Come on. So we did decide that the loser of this, though, will be buying all of us food and drink over at Big City Roadhouse.
Correct.
Wearing the outfit picked by us from the Arc Thrift Store.
Yes.
Is there any kind of rules to that? Because it's 2025.
Tanner and I talked about that. I
no, think, man. No, there's no rules.
Yeah.
If we want to dress you up,
I'm with
if
you.
We want to dress Mike up,
I would like not to wear a dress.
A pretty little dress. We're going to dress.
We got to stick to the men's section.
You got to stick to the men's section.
No, come on.
No, that is my client over there, Tanner Swift. I did not sign up for this.
I like my idea.
You can get some crazy stuff at Goodwill and Arc, man, so it can be crazy enough.
I don't want to... Like Michael Scott said in The Office, I do not want to accidentally cross-dress.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying. I do not want to do this.
I dressed up as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, but I want to have a couple of my clients, man.
What, Mike? What is this look you're giving me?
I'm going to have to show you on Monday, but I just realized I have the perfect combination of the two ideas.
Micah has something ready to go for that.
Yeah,
the perfect combination of the two ideas. You'll have to see it on Monday. I cannot describe it.
I can't wait.
I want it to be Monday already. Can we skip the weekend?
Skip all this football nonsense and get to Micah's whatever idea on Monday?
That is a hell of a tease, man.
Guys, you'll love
it. It's going to be so underwhelming. It's going to be unbelievable. It's like, what are you even doing?
We'll all forget about it by Monday.
Trust me. You guys usually disagree with me on stuff. I think you guys will understand once you see this. Okay. Once you see this, you'll be like, Micah, you were totally right.
Probably. All right, we got the Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up today at 2 o'clock. We'll break into all these matchups coming up this weekend. It's getting, you know, tonight, Friday night, this is the interesting one. CU in Houston. I look at both of those teams projected to finish somewhat middle to bottom of the Big 12. So the loser of this game might kind of hang out at the bottom. And I actually disagree with you, Tanner.
Yeah.
I think the idea that you're going with your third string quarterback that nobody knew his name 2 weeks ago, I think I'm not saying it's the wrong decision, but that's the fact that we're here. Can't be a good thing for Colorado.
I think it's a great thing for Colorado, actually, and I can't wait to dive in on this on the Rocky Mountain College kickoff because it shows that Coach Prime could put his pride to the side and say, hey, I screwed up on this. We've got to go with the right quarterback.
Yeah, that part's fine, but he had it for 3 years. He was sitting there for 3 years.
Well,
I realize he's not going to go start over Shedeur Sanders, but shouldn't you know more about your quarterback?
But the fact that he was able to admit that he was wrong this early in the season, I think, is a great thing.
Probably good for him
about
personally.
Coach Prime.
And 3 years of development in the system is huge.
And he's the typical pro quarterback in terms of he's not going to be like Caden Salter in that Pat Shurmur offense trying to run around. He's willing to stay in that pocket and throw the swing routes all night long.
All right, so we'll go through that. And I got my picks coming up at the end of the show
today.
It's Football Friday. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows
that. We know that.
And we'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll look at Broncos Colts, too. This will be, I just saw Adam Schefter tweet out two of the starting cornerbacks for Indianapolis are out for this game. So This could be a get-right game for Bo Nix, potentially.
Needs to be.
Look forward to catching up with you guys at 2 o'clock. And there it is, the quarterback toilet bowl.
Thanks, Brady. That was fun.
Continue on.
Thanks.
All right, fellas. 20 minutes after the hour, it is Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back.
To the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Peyton run the football. And is that going to set up Bo Nix to have a big-time bounce-back week? Got this. Saw that Zach Stevens retweeted it, but Adam Schefter discovered this. Colts ruled out cornerback Jalen Jones and cornerback Charvarius Ward Sr. for Sunday's game versus the Broncos. So, does Sean look at that and go, "Ooh, I'm licking my chops"? Right back to throwing it 50 times with Bo Nix, man. Or is he still going to stay true to the run game, Michael?
Run game what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He might look at that and say, this is the perfect time to get my young quarterback back in everybody's good graces now that the Colts are dealing with two of their top corners out for this game on Sunday.
I don't think he remembers the second round draft pick. I think he just forgot the name this week. He just suddenly, oh my God.
Yeah. I worry about that kind of, because again, it sounds simple enough. Just run the ball. There's so much more that goes into that. You know, it's your blocking schemes. It's how you're setting that up and you're doing RPOs. You're mixing in different kind of play calls just to keep a defense honest. But for the, it does kind of sound simple. You can't, between J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey, six carries in a first half of a football game. You just can't do it, Michael. It cannot happen. So I really hope we get to seeing some of that 1-2 combo, because I think that is I don't look at this team and say this team's going to go as far as Bo Nix takes them. This is going to be defense first, but on the offensive side, no turnovers. You can't be turning the ball over the way he did. And it needs to be a rushing attack, somewhat balanced, but I'd probably lean more into the running side of the ball. That way, you're not... The last thing you want to do when you have a great defense is give anybody any opportunities. Short fields, whatever, momentum. That's what you can't do. And that's why, what did I say at the beginning of the season, Michael? I actually think Bo Nix is going to have worse numbers than he did last year, because I think they're going to ask him to be a bit more conservative. They're going to ask him to be a lot more careful with the football, because we can run the ball. We got to take care of it, set our defense up, bide our time, and then make a few drives, you know, three or four, five big drives a game that's getting points. And your defense cleans it up, does the rest. So I still think that. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily saying Bo Nix is going to regress. But based off of 1 week, that's what it looked like. Now, I'm still pretty confident he'll get this thing going. And now with two corners out for Indianapolis, suddenly changes a little bit. I just hope the mindset for Sean Payton, I hope he's not licking his chops. Because this offense, it's not a top-tier offense right now. You don't have the weapons, and the offensive line is fine. Pass protection's better. Run blocking is maybe not as good. But this isn't an offense that can take anybody lightly, whether they lost a couple of DBs or not. I would think this means it's going to be a good game for Courtland Sutton, Michael. I think Courtland Sutton's going to... I mean, he had a pretty good game last week. He had that touchdown. But I've put this out there, too. I think Sutton is going to have a career year. So this could be could be a big game for him, but just setting up the run, setting up the pass with the run is what Denver absolutely has to do. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you want to shoot us some text, how do you think this game's going to go down tonight between the Colorado Buffaloes and the Houston Cougars? The Buffs are 4.5-point underdogs in this game. And that's the big one. That's kind of the one I got circled here because I feel like the same way I did with the Georgia Tech game, the loser of this game might have a rough road ahead. And if you're Colorado and you can't beat Houston, then how are you going to beat BYU? Even with their quarterback stuff, but I thought their quarterback looked pretty good last week. How are you going to beat Iowa State? Utah, who's coming to Wyoming, who's heading to Wyoming for tomorrow's game. Even K-State. Like, where are the wins suddenly if you lose to Houston? That's what I'll be very curious to see. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break here. Don't forget, we've got the picks coming up at the end of the show today. I'm 6-3 on the year. Gone back and forth with a lot of these. We did get a line on the Northern Colorado and South Dakota game. So I'll give you, it's not just to pick them. So I'll go through that with you guys a little bit later on. We've got to pick the Buffs game. We've got to pick the Air Force Falcons game, the Cowboys game, and then, of course, Broncos Colts. Have I lost? I mean, I don't think I've lost faith in Bo Nix. Have I lost a little faith in Sean Payton? And is this Colts team, do they really kind of have my brain on the ropes right now? A little concern. Where am I going to go with that? Have not made that decision just yet, so I've got a few of them ironed out. So we'll get to that coming up. But first, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Six minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome back into our Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. You guys got to check this place out. It is amazing. I'm not kidding you. I told you I was going to get in there. I got in there finally yesterday. They've been open for about a week, and I know they're still working on some stuff. Like, they're going to get more TVs in there. They got a lot. It's sharp. If you guys like cables, I always liked the setting there, the ambiance, and the food was good. I mean, there's nothing. You can't knock cables. What they did for so many years, and Sean became like an actual pretty good friend of mine. I know Nikki's awesome, but it was time for them to move on, do some different things. And Big City Roadhouse, the owners of Big City Burrito in Fort Collins, took over, and they do have a burrito on the menu. But this is tavern pizzas, wings. They got some sandwiches there. The wings were amazing, Michael. You're a wings guy, right? You like wings?
I'm more of a pizza guy.
No, the pizza's good. Do you like tavern style, like thinner crust type pizza?
I'm more of a bread guy, but I love all sorts of pizza.
Dude, you'll see this pizza.
Will I be converted?
Yeah, you'll be converted. I like to fold the pizza sometimes. Are you a folder? Do you fold the pizza? It depends on the slice of pizza, but this is foldable pizza. It's making my mouth water just talking about it.
I do fold pizza. I fold pizza, yeah.
You said that like so. You were so concerned about it. Like, you were stressed about it.
Well, some pizzas, like, they just flop.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not good. Like, they try to be New York style, and they're not, and they just, like,
If it's, like, if the crust is too, like, I like thin crust pizza, but if it's too hard and you can't really fold it and it almost, like, breaks when you fold it, then I don't mess with that.
Yeah, I think it's more New Jersey style.
Yeah, but this, ugh.
And I like Jersey, too.
Just perfect square. They have it squares. They cut it into squares, and it's just, it's very good.
Yeah, like, that's
I
want to
go there again.
Pizza.
Yeah, it's very good pizza. So, Big City Roadhouse, you guys got to check this place out. Do me a favor when you're there. Tell them you heard about him here on Whole Show, on the Whole Show, or through any of our programs throughout the day, because they bring us our Football Friday each and every Friday. And we've also got Rocky Mountain College Kickoff coming up with Tanner Schwint, Mike Danson, and myself. Derbs is out. But we keep you rolling through this, and we just appreciate working with the great folks at Big City Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, so here's the deal. The Broncos would have the edge, even with the corners out for Indianapolis, with two of those guys out. I mean, they're not a very good defense against the run. Even with Miami, Miami ran for 78 yards last week. But they didn't run it a lot. They averaged 6.5 yards per carry. They only ran the ball 12 times. But then they were down by so much, they had to throw. So, I mean, they've got Zaire Franklin, great, great linebacker for the Colts. And but I do think that the Broncos would have the edge here. Just hope that Sean Payton doesn't get crazy with like, hey, we need to take advantage of these corners being out. We're going to throw it like crazy. Broncos, when they pass the ball, now that Ward has entered the NFL concussion protocol, you know, we've got both of those guys out at this point. That also should go to the Broncos now, the edge there. So this could be a game where maybe you get everything working together, where you get that run game going, and Bo Nix suddenly looks good, and now after the Colts game, we're feeling a lot better about Bo and his situation. But with Jalen Jones and Ward out, the edge should go to Denver. The Colts can run the ball well, though. Obviously, they have one of the top-tier running backs in the NFL with Jonathan Taylor. But Denver's defense is, I mean, this will be a nice little test for them, because I was reading the Denver Post this morning, and they gave the edge to the Colts in the run game. So this will be an earlier test for Denver, going up against a pretty good team when it comes to the run. Plus, Daniel Jones can take off and run. He had two rushing touchdowns last week. I don't think Daniel Jones is going to do anything against this defense. So this secondary, Mike, is too good with Hufanga at safety. Did you see that fumble he forced last week? That, you know who that reminded me of? Just seeing him kind of charge in, the hair's coming out. Like, reminded me of Polamalu a little bit, Mike. Obviously playing a different style, but I love watching him play football. And that upgrade has been absolutely huge for Denver. Dre Greenlaw, not going to play. Alex Singleton broke his thumb again. Albright was on talking to us about that. So they're feeling it. And that hurts when the Colts do run the ball, Mike. So that's something to watch out for. You like a blowout in this game? Or do you agree with Benjamin when he's saying, hey, he thinks it might be a 23-20 type of game here between the Colts, which would mean the Colts might be pretty good?
I think the Colts are going to be we'll see.
Do you think
we'll
the Colts,
see after a few weeks, but
you think they're a playoff team?
I like the Broncos by 10.
You think the Colts are a playoff team?
I mean, after week one, and no, just, how bad is Miami?
They were eight. They won eight last year. So if Daniel Jones is a little bit better, is that going to be good for 9 wins for him? 10 wins? What do we think? 10's probably still the number to get into the playoffs.
They could always regress, though. Like, I don't know. It's a tough call after week one, because you get really, really excited. You see this one team like, oh my God, look what the Browns did. And then suddenly the Browns just like beat the hell out of a team that ended up being nobody, and that nobody you expected, you know, to be great that year, and they just, you know, didn't get it together. So I don't know. Week four, once you get through the first quarter of the season, I think that's when you start finding out, okay, maybe this team is going to be a contender.
I don't think they're a contender.
Well, contender for making it to the playoffs.
I'm that kind of schlacking against any team in the NFL does make me think, okay, this is a legitimate Colts team. You want to hear an interesting stat, Michael?
Absolutely.
Since the Dolphins scored 70, you remember that awful time in 2023 when the Dolphins put up 70 points against the Broncos? That was
yes,
bad.
Yes, I have memories.
How
of
were
that.
You doing on that day, by the way? Was it like, you know, pretty dark for you? Did you have to go find a lake and skip some rocks and had a big, thick, heavy coat on, your hair slicked back, hands in your pocket, just kind of thinking about life, just walking around that lake?
I was this close to being able to spend time with my niece and nephew before the game, but then plans changed, and I'm like, oh, dang. And then the Broncos lost 70-20.
So, okay, here's good news, though. Since that happened, the Dolphins, minus 17 in point differential, and 0.485 in win percentage.
You're welcome, America.
The Broncos, plus 88 point differential, 0.576 win percentage. Since that loss, that terrible, one of the worst losses the Broncos have ever had.
The worst loss, I think.
Yeah, it was awful. The Broncos have been pretty damn good. So I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I think Sean Payton will figure it out. I think he's going to run the ball. I don't think he's going to do this again. He did it last year once. It bothered him. He wrote it down on a notebook. People gave him crap for it. I think he's going to figure this out. I'm not sure if I think the Broncos are going to blow this out. There's a part of me that thinks this run game might be too much with some of the injuries that the Broncos are dealing with their inside linebackers, Mike. I don't know where I'm going, bro. I don't know where I'm going. But you're taking the Broncos. You think they might win by 10. That doesn't help me much because you're a homer. You're taking the Broncos to win by 10 probably every week.
Woohoo! 27-17.
27-17. I just don't know if... Can they score? Can Denver score 27 in week two? The hope is that the offense gets better as the year rolls along, but week two, based on what we saw against Tennessee, that's going to have to be quite the change. But the Titans had some, you know, as Benjamin told us, like big dudes up front. That seemed to really bother Sean and his decision-making as far as why he wasn't running the ball. Different story with the Colts. Do the Broncos have a 100-yard rusher this weekend?
Yes.
And who is that? J.K.? Not just kidding. J.K. or R.J. Harvey? It shouldn't be anybody else. I think R.J.'s going to have 100 yards, Mike. I think the Rook's going to do it. Go on.
I don't know.
Boy, you're thinking on this one.
I'm racking my brain.
It's just one or the other. It's just J.K. Dobbins or R.J. Harvey. Just pick one.
I'm trying to get the right answer.
I think it's going to be the reverse as far as carries. I think they're going to give the ball to Harvey more. And Do you think
he'll get a big breakaway?
I think he might. I think he's going to wear him down. And I think he's going to have one of those games. I'm high on R.J. Harvey. I was pissed when I looked down at the box score at the end of the game. Like, 6 freaking carries? What are we doing here?
I'd like to see one go for 50 yards. I'd like to see that.
I mean, Audric Estime was not a second-round pick. I get that. He was much later. But you can't, like, don't do the same thing you did to Audric Estime. Don't do that to R.J. Harvey. Give him a chance to succeed. I mean, R.J. did break one free for 50 yards, Michael. So, I haven't seen that very often with Denver. When's the last time they had several of those runs happen? I mean, C.J. Anderson had a couple, maybe. But we don't see them like we used to when it was Mike Anderson and Clinton Portis and Olandis Gary.
Terrell Davis.
Yeah. How could I forget him? I was getting
there. You were saving the best for me.
I was getting there. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. Michael, are you ready? We're 6-3, and I'm throwing you in there with me. Not that you help or contribute at all to the picks, but like I said, I will take you on this journey with me, and you can ride in the little side cart in my motorcycle. We will be quite the duo, quite the team.
I'm riding on the roof.
Okay. Of the motorcycle? All right.
Of the car.
Okay. 48 minutes after the hour. The picks are on Friday, and good news, they're coming up next. Single figurine standing.
Excellent Broncos games and coverage. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA all season.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's the picks time. 6-3 last 2 weeks. Child's play. Just, it's easy. It's amazing to me how easy it is. Mike, where would you like to go first? Start from the lesser up, as far as conference, up to NFL? Is that what?
Absolutely.
Is that what you'd like to do? Okay, anything for you, buddy. The Northern Colorado Bears are taking on South Dakota. Their stud running back's out. There is a line for this. South Dakota's favored by 20.5. I do like UNC to cover. I like the Bears to cover 20.5. I don't think it's going to be an absolute butt-kicking. I don't know if the Bears could pull it off, but the pick is that the Bears will at least cover 20.5. Air Force is at Utah State. We have a little Mountain West battle there. I'm high on the Falcons, Michael. Give me Air Force minus 4.5. Utah at Wyoming. Wyoming might just muck it up enough to make it somewhat interesting. I'm going to go Wyoming plus 23.5. And we'll replay that music like you said you were going to do. Thanks, Mike. Colorado at Houston tonight. I like taking the Hooligans on this journey with Michael and I. I don't like this third string quarterback thing. I don't think it's a good thing. Maybe Staub's the guy, but how's everybody else feel about it? I like Houston. Minus 4.5. As for the Broncos and the Colts, they have zero issue with Indianapolis. Give me the Broncos minus 1.5 all day long, Michael. And your Denver Broncos are going to start the season 2-0. And those are the picks. I like the Bears to cover. I like the Cowboys to cover. I like the Falcons to cover. I like Houston to cover. And I like the Broncos to cover. Good night, Northern Colorado. Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.